This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Monday, June 29th, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. Labour unions are objecting to a number of huge trade agreements which are being negotiated in secret. These include deals between many countries, such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which involves 12 nations bordering the Pacific Ocean, and bilateral agreements between just two countries. The problem for many labor organizations is that they learn about provisions in the deals after they have been negotiated. An example of this has been raised by the Electrical Trades Union in Australia. The ETU has discovered that a side agreement negotiated in the China-Australia trade deal will allow Chinese electrical workers into the country on temporary work visas without being properly assessed. Alan Hicks is the ETU's national secretary.
Australia leads the way in electrical safety. We've got some of the best electrical workers in the world. A lot of countries aspire to have the same levels of safety standards that we do. We've got a license system right across the country. No matter which state or territory you work in, you've got to be licensed to carry out the work. And those sorts of systems aren't in place in other countries like China. And China has a woeful workplace health and safety record. They have over 70,000 deaths a year, workplace deaths a year. So we are genuinely concerned. It's not about the workers themselves, but it's the fact that the federal government doesn't recognise the need to have mandatory skills assessment of these workers before they allow them to come into this country to work under visa arrangements. For the federal government to come out and waive that under a free trade agreement without any consultation with union employers is an absolute disgrace. And like I said, it's going to create significant workplace dangers. I think they've misjudged the Australian public on this one. And I think that by trying to hide this in a side letter, it's going to come back to bite them on the arse.
Unions representing hundreds of thousands of garment workers in Cambodia are starting wage negotiations that may lead to more violent confrontations with the government. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemery Ainsborough has a report.
In Cambodia, a coalition of nine labour unions representing 700,000 garment workers has set itself on a collision course with the government. The unions are demanding a minimum wage of $177 a month, about $6 a day. This is the same amount the unions were demanding when a series of strikes and protests hit the country's multi-billion dollar garment sector in 2013. The government reacted to the 2013 strikes by raising the minimum wage from $100 to $128 a month, still far below the amount demanded by the unions. Negotiations to establish a new minimum wage are starting this week and are expected to last for a few months. Ath Thorne is the president of the Coalition of Cambodian Apparel Workers Democratic Union, the largest independent union in the country. He told the media that the union's demand was based on studies which showed that $177 a month was the amount workers needed to cover their most basic expenses, such as food and housing. He pointed out that workers earn about 14 cents for a t-shirt that sells in New York for $10. Although the demand for $177 a month comes from unions representing almost a million workers in Cambodia, not all unions in the country are in agreement. The so-called free trade union is asking for less money over a longer period of time. This union is closely aligned with the ruling political party. This is Seemery Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, in an historical decision, the Supreme Court of South Korea has ruled that undocumented migrant workers in the country have a right to form a union. The decision comes 8 years after the Migrant Workers Union launched its legal battle. South Korea has about 210,000 undocumented migrant workers. Most of them are workers whose temporary residency permits have expired. The court's decision is being seen as a major victory against the country's staunchly anti-union government. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.